The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, O Son of David. My daughter is tormented by demons." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked them, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their master." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel reading is somewhat unnerving, because it puts Jesus into a different light than we usually see him. A woman, a Canaanite woman, by whom the Old Testament summarizes in Deuteronomy as having nothing good to say, follows Jesus and cries out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." And Jesus ignores her. As she was crying out, Jesus' disciples urged Jesus to get rid of her. For as she followed them, she was yelling out her plea and attracting a crowd. Finally, Jesus turns to her and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," telling her in no uncertain terms that his mission was only to the Israelites. Nevertheless, and undetermined, she came forth and did him homage with a plea, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs," which can be construed as Jesus thought that this Canaanite woman was unimportant. However, the woman is undaunted by Jesus' cold attitude toward her, and replies, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the master's table." And with that reply, Jesus turned to her and says, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish." And at that very moment, the woman's daughter was healed. So why was Jesus initially rude to the Canaanite woman and put her off? Perhaps at this point in his public ministry, when Jesus entered the pagan region of Tyre and Sidon, he was physically, mentally, and spiritually worn out. If you put this message into the context, you will see that Jesus had just been rejected by his hometown of Nazareth and had just heard that his cousin, John the Baptist, had been beheaded, causing Jesus great anguish. Therefore, Jesus needed time to be alone, to rest, pray, and grieve his losses. So Jesus withdrew from the crowd in Judah, but the people in the region of Tyre and Sidon soon recognized him and gave him no peace. Everywhere he went, people wanted something from him. But now he was empty. He was bone tired. He had nothing more to give until he could rest and pray. And at that time of weariness, the Canaanite woman approached him with the need of her daughter. Maybe this aloof behavior was the reaction of a man completely exhausted and had nothing more to give at the time. Remember that Jesus was, yes, he was God, but he was also fully human, and could and did suffer from the pains of being human. Or perhaps Jesus' rudeness toward the Canaanite woman was to measure her faith, to see how much faith she really did have. Answering the question, how strong was the faith of this woman to have persisted and sought the goodness and faithfulness of God, even in the face of discouragement and obstacles? Her strong faith stands as a judgment against the lack of faith and the lukewarm responses of the Israelites toward Jesus. The effort of this Canaanite woman showed that even the Gentiles had faith in Jesus. This is the point of chapter 11 in Romans, illustrating the mysterious relationship of salvation of Israel and the Gentile nation to God. Though the Jews and Gentiles seem to have different paths to God, in reality, St. Paul, in the second reading today, points out that the salvation of both groups is impossibly inseparable, and it is united to God's plan. Both paths are united to God's plan, as we see with Jesus acknowledging the faith of this Canaanite woman. In fact, more than 500 years before Jesus walked the earth, God's plan to bring the message and opportunity of redemption to the entire human race, as told to us in the first reading today from Isaiah. When the nation of Israel was brought back to Babylon, or back from Babylon, I should say, they found their homeland inhabited by pagans that were brought in by the Babylonians after they had exiled the Jews to Babylon. And a big question for the Jewish nation at that time is what to do with all these pagans. And the answer to this question was given to them by the prophet Isaiah in the passage we heard today, which was, thus says the Lord, observe what is right, do what is just, for my salvation is about to come, my justice about to be revealed. The foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord ministered to him, loving the name of the Lord and becoming servants. To all who keep the Sabbath free from being profaned and hold to my covenants, them I will bring to my holy mountain and make joyful in my house of prayer. For as it was said, for my house shall become a house of prayer for all people. As we can see, it was God's plan all along to draw everyone to himself, Jews and Gentiles alike. Now Jesus was promised true to the Israelites as the Messiah. And he was faithful to that promise and began his ministry, which might have been misery, but I don't know. But anyway, his ministry in Judah among the Jewish people. But the Canaanite woman and her daughter were also important to God's plan and to the heart of Jesus. For it was always planned that God the Father was to extend invitation of salvation to the whole world after introduction to Israel. This was God's roadmap of salvation for all, as told to us by St. Paul in Romans chapter 11, verses 9 through 26. So today's gospel message tells us that salvation is not based on our nationality, our place of birth, our religious orientation, or the family we grew up in. Our salvation hinges on our exercise of our personal and immanent knowledge and love of God, our personal relationship, as we often say. A love that speaks in the depth of our souls, telling us that God dearly loves everyone born of woman, from Adam and Eve until today. A love that should drive us to tear down any wall or eliminate any obstacle that hinders this natural love of God from flowing into the souls of everyone in the world. God bless.